I might have a copper or two, but I'd sooner toss it down a well than pay for your harling. Sir Roderick grasped. His opinion of singers was well known. Music was a lovely thing for girls, but he could not comprehend why any healthy boy would fill his hand with a harp when he might have had a sword. Your grandfather has a sour nature, Marillion said to Catelyn. I meant to do you honour, an homage to your beauty. In truth, I was made to sing for kings and high lords. Oh, I can see that, Catelyn said. Lord Tully is fond of song, I hear. No doubt you've been to River Run. 100 times, the singer said airily. They keep a chamber for me, and the young lord is like a brother. Catelyn smiled, wondering what Edmure would think of that. Another singer had once bedded a girl her brother fancied, and he had hated the breed ever since. And Winterfell, she asked him, have you travelled north? Why would I? Marillion asked. It's all blizzards and bearskins up there, and the Starks know no music but the howling of wolves. Psst. Distantly she was aware of the door banging open at the far end of the room. Innkeep, a servant's voice called out behind her. We have horses that want stabling, and my lord of Lannister requires a room and a hot bath. Oh, gods, Sir Roderick said, before Catelyn reached out to silence him, her fingers tightening around his forearm. Masha Heddle was bowing and smiling her hideous red smile. I'm sorry, my lord, truly, we're full up every room.